and welcome to the His and Hers show with Jody
and Alex Musiak.
And today we're going to talk about boosting your confidence.
Yes, I think everyone can benefit from some strategies, practices, anything to boost your confidence, especially when you're feeling low.
Yes, and the cool thing is this is one of the biggest things I help my clients do, is help boost their confidence. Boosting your confidence is super, like, it's something we all want, I feel, is to feel confident.
Yes.
And one of the things I like to look at it as a confidence muscle.
Okay.
So the more you use it, the stronger you get and the stronger it gets. And one of the things I've realized is along my own thing is, you know, you could be confident in one area in your life, but it might not mean that you might not be confident in another area of your life.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like the more you do it and build your confidence, the stronger you'll get in other areas. So for me, I've felt very confident in some of my areas. In other areas, I didn't feel confident, even to a point where I didn't feel like I could help my clients be confident. And then I realized that, again, it's not about being perfect. You know, It's the whole empowerment coaching thing all over again, where, you know, I felt like I couldn't, yeah, I had to be perfectly empowered before I could help others become empowered. But that's not the case. It's, we all have different areas, you know, to boost our confidence in. And we actually have, we have that. And then we also, so maybe our confidence level is at, like, let's say it's a scale of 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. And maybe you feel like a 4 or 5 most days, or even an 8 most days. And then there's days where you might fall short and be like a 3 or a 2. And it's just the more you boost your confidence, the better or the easier you'll be to bounce back. It's kind of like, yep. It's kind of like the emotional scale. So the emotional scale goes from, like, it starts at shame and then there's guilt in there and things like that. And there's fear. And then you get up higher and higher to courage and things like that. And as you climb, like you could get to courage, which is a really good level to be at. But then there's other days where you'll fall back down.
You go a few steps down, but then
a few steps down, or even like right down. Right. And then you have to climb the ladder to get back up to courage. So you're not always staying at that level. So confidence, like, you can have confidence one day and another day you might fall back down.
Yep.
But the more, just like the emotional scale, where the more you work through the steps to get to empowerment, the less, like you still have to go all those steps up, but it takes less time. Yep. So same with confidence. The more you work on boosting your confidence, the more you really, it really comes down to your self-love practice and just really knowing what your strengths are and what makes you amazing in you, the more you can get back up to confidence faster in all areas of your life.
Yeah. The more that you can restore confidence in yourself by yourself. Yeah.
Cause I definitely don't have confidence in all areas of my life all the time. But then there's times where I'm like, I can take over the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, there's days where I was like, no, I can't. But, you know, like, then I get back up. It's like, wait a second. So it's not about always being confident.
Yes.
It's
having a strong enough sense of self and a strong enough self-confidence that when mistakes happen, when difficulties hit.
Struggles, challenges.
Yeah. You are able to come back faster. Yes. Yeah. And I did, like, I had a major self-confidence problem as a child, as I'm sure lots of children have, as I'm hoping, as I raise my kids to build their self-confidence such that they can, be more resilient. But I was not resilient as a child. And it did touch on pretty much all aspects of my life. And I wasn't very happy. Then, I'm not saying everyone has to do this, but I got into martial arts, and that's a big self-confidence booster, I guess. If you got the right instructors and it's the right martial art, it's a good fit for you. I'm not saying everyone has to do this, but this is what helped me. And by, you know, working at something and getting better at something and having the right people in place to sort of help you or help me, it built a stronger self-confidence, which then bled into other areas of my life naturally. Suddenly, other areas of my life weren't so bad anymore. Or like if they had nothing in the situation changed, it didn't affect me as much because I had more self-confidence in myself. So that's a really good, that's why I think this is important. And this is why I wanted to talk about it today, because having a strong self-confidence muscle means, like I said, other aspects of your life aren't going to knock you down or aren't going to knock you down for as long.
It's actually fun that you say martial arts, because that's actually how Jillian Michaels kind of boosted her confidence as a child as well.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Her,
yes.
One of her parents, I can't remember, put her in. And I think the reason that martial arts helps so much is that was there meditation involved too?
There are breathing exexercises. Yeah. They don't really call it meditation, but yeah.
But anyway, they're breathing. Focusing on your breathing. And when you connect with your breath, you connect with your inner guide. So you call it what it is, that's but true. It's like breathing. And then movement, like exercise and moving your body helps create amazingness in your body. So
I was going to say, while there are competitive aspects to all martial arts, it is really, you are really just being competitive with yourself. Like you're really just trying to better yourself. Nobody's going to, you're throwing the punch. You're not really being, and you're just being graded on how you throw that punch or that kick or whatever the technique is, as opposed to, did you do it better than somebody else? Right. So it's like that too. So that's how it builds self-confidence. Cause you're really just trying to better yourself, not in comparison to anyone else, just in comparison to what you did yet the day before.
And I think so martial arts is really great. And if for people that don't want to do that, it's finding something that one lights you up and something you already feel like you're a little good at. Like, so you're like, and then bringing that more into your life. So the more you do something that you're good at and you're confident at doing, then you can be more confident throughout your day, your week, your month, and then you can start letting it overflow into other areas of your life.
Yep.
And before I forget, I actually just created, because I found a lot of my clients actually, confidence and stuff, something that people really want to build up more, is that I've actually created 7 confident boosters.
Oh, like a guide.
I don't even want to use a free guide, because it's literally like very small things that they can do, like 7 things that you can just do throughout to build your confidence muscle. Because it's not a guide, like it's not a huge book or anything. Sure. I'd almost like to call it a checklist, but it's not about checking things off. It's about just boosters, ways of boosting your confidence. So when life happens and things are just feeling like they're not going your way or you're beating yourself up, it's a list to go to do 1 or 2 or even just 1 thing that reflects. Or like I said, you can do more. You can do them all if you want. But it's it's like a cheat sheet. And I don't even want to call it cheat sheet. It's just a nice thing to go to when you need a little confidence booster.
To help you, back from life's little
struggles. So I will, that link will be attached in the description and it's free. So it's a little thing. Like I just found that there's just so many, like I said, people asking me about how to build confidence and things like that. So I decided to create this to help more people.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
From someone who's had struggled with self-confidence for a very long time. So, that's great.
So do you have anything else you'd like to add or share?
About strengthening that self-confidence muscle. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind talking a bit about how we can sort of build self-confidence in our children. If you happen to have children.
So we can.
Or what you think about it anyways.
I really think it comes down to when you have confidence. And I have mixed emotions about parenting your kids in a way of like directly to them instead of just
modeling.
I like modeling. Like parent modeling. And I don't really like giving too much. I'm not a parent coach. And I never want to be one. Now, maybe I change that later and I'm going to bite myself for saying that recorded. But I'm not really – on our parenting journey so far, I've realized that just because it worked for somebody doesn't mean it will work for somebody else. And that comes with any coaching, really. but it, because then there's more moving parts. You have kids that are different things.
Sure.
And I really feel that it's about the parents that need to be in tune with their kids. So I can't parent on parenting other people. I'm really, that's not my place of expertise, and that's not really where I want to focus. However, I personally think everything begins with the parent.
So the parent is confident, then the child can see the confidence, and then...
Yeah, so if you work on your own confidence and you show them your journey through the confidence boosting and building, not hiding it behind closed doors. Obviously, you don't have to like show them every struggle or everything, but being honest and letting them see, and this goes for self-love, it goes with everything, that let your kids see you make mistakes, and then let them see how you fixed it, or how you came back from that. And it's really about just being open and honest with them. And when they see it, and it's just allowing room for them to explore, to make mistakes, and just be there for them. Like, I always feel that it's like parenting with love. And we talked about this with parenting from a place of love. And it's like, if you're having a really hard time, it's like, say the kids are, you know, something's going crazy. Like, you know, your son decorated his room with poop. It's coming from a place of love. Like, what would love do in this situation? Yeah.
I feel like building on small successes is a good way to build confidence in kids in general. Like, you're right that modeling is good too. But especially when they're young, like think about Anastasia's biking, think about her letters, that kind of stuff, right? What we ended up doing is we helped her builds confidence in herself. Like, she knew it. She knew how she could do it, right? She would get frustrated very fast early in the process and sabotage herself. So, and it comes back to a confidence thing. Oh, I didn't get it perfect the first time, you know, right? So definitely, you're right. We're not parent coaches, and every situation is different. But I think in addition to modeling, which is very important, if you're talking to somebody about how best to help your child, almost every professional that I've spoken to, and chances are that our listeners will speak to, will say it all comes from modeling.
Yes.
Like, being a good role model in this or that aspect will show your child how they can, you know, learn and grow in that aspect.
But it's really understanding your kids.
Yes.
Because we just had to learn our own patience with Anastasia, with biking and even her letters. Because she would, like you said, she kind of gave up and stuff. Like, so we went through years of helping her bike, but she gave up. And it wasn't about us, like, oh, man, like, okay, whatever, you know, she's frustrated. Like, we throw our hands up in the air and walk away from it. We just patiently kept showing up.
Yeah.
Kept being like, okay, you know, let's try. And no expectations. I think that's a big one. We put expectations on our kids. We expect them to be somebody. We expect them to act a certain way. And it's about eliminating those expectations of ourselves and for our kids, and just letting them build on the talents and their awesomeness that they already are, and let that shine bright.
Yeah. Allowing them to make mistakes. Yes. That was a big one with our letters. When we found a fun way to practice our letters, together, me and her. And the more we did it, the more confident she got in it. And when she made a mistake, I didn't make a big deal of it. Like, that's another thing that a lot of professionals will tell you as well. It's like, don't make a big deal of it. Just say the correction and move on. Like, don't dwell on it. Just keep going. And that I think really helped as well. So that's all I really wanted to talk about.
That's fair. I just find that, every kid's different, but with Anastasia, she definitely, like, if you focus on, like, her not doing something, or because she's
already focused on
that. She's already doing that. Yeah. So it's like, okay. And that we as parents can just look at the good in it, and hopefully they'll redraw to that too.
Yeah. I think what I just wanted to talk about was there are ways that you can work with other people, or you can figure it out on your own. But there are ways that you won't even think about how, like, it won't be like, I'm not saying come from a place of like, okay, how do I build self-confidence in my kid? you should just approach each situation and each learning. I don't want to say like each skill or whatever that the child is trying to learn with an open mind, and you find something that works for you and your kid, and you'll watch that self-confidence mm-hmm. build. It will happen.
Yes. The thing is, though, it's also like if you don't feel very confident in your own life, I'd say definitely work on that, because yes. kids feed on what you're feeling, especially like Anastasia. She really feels it. Like if we're having a rough day, she's having a rough day, because she can feed, like she yep. feeds off of it. So, you know, if you're finding your confidence isn't a little, strengthen what from a place within, and it will reflect outward mm-hmm. onto your kids and onto your life. And it's not necessarily meaning like you don't do anything on the outside with your kids. Like you said, you gave some really cool pointers. It's knowing though that like if something's happening with your kids, and I think we've talked about it before, where if we're in like stress out mode or overwhelm, yeah. we see it in our kids, and then they reflect it, and then we get more stressed out because they're stressed out. And then it's like this huge, like big circle of
feedback. It's a feedback loop.
But if we're coming from a place of peace, inner, like awesome, our kids might still be running around crazy doing their own thing, but we can do it from a place of love so much easily. So it's the same thing with when you work on your own inner confidence and really, you know you're doing a great job, then like authentically knowing you're doing a great job, then, it will just shine through so much better. And then you actually have the confidence to help your kids build more confidence. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, yep. if you don't have that, then...
Yeah, if
like,
you're not confident that you can help build your kids self-confident, then it's not going to happen.
Like,
yeah,
think about exactly. if you were parenting from a person you were before you had confidence when you were a kid.
I wouldn't even have children. So
yeah, fair enough.
But yes.
That's a whole different story, how we came across that. But do you know what I mean, though? If you wouldn't have had that confidence... Like you said, you wouldn't have had kids, but...
it would be so much harder, because I would, if I didn't have...
You'd be second-guessing every single thing you were doing.
Yes, and that would obviously be picked up and reflected back mm-hmm. by my own kids, yes.
Because then you'd be like back and forth in your own head,
yep.
and then our kids would feel that, yep. and then...
And they wouldn't know which way to go.
Yeah.
Yep, agreed.
So just getting clear on your own self, and obviously, you know, be mindful of how you're interacting with your kids that way, but it really does. Like, this is why I help moms particularly. I help, you know, I will be open to helping even dads and things like that, because you guys don't need to do this alone either. But this is why I've picked this area, because I feel that, yes, there's a ton of parenting coaches out there, but I'm more about like working from within the parent side, because they're just, once you do that, you know, those other resources will come in because you're more open to them, or you got it yourself. Like, I just think back to when Anastasia wasn't toilet training.
Yeah.
And I started stressing. I was stressing out because everybody else was telling me she had to be toilet trained and stressing me out. And eventually I was just like, no, this is cool. Like, we got this. And when I finally realized it was just her and I, especially her, and then that's, she toilet trained that day.
Yeah.
Like, when you let all the other stuff go and you just know that it'll be okay and you have that kind of confidence, things happen. In a really natural way.
Yep.
But when you force things and you come from a place of fear, overwhelm.
When you're not confident. Yes,
exactly. The opposite of confident. You know, you're stressed and overwhelmed and second guessing things, second guessing yourself. And you're looking at all these other resources out there. Like you have everything within you to do it.
Yep.
And that's why I really help in there, is like really kind of find those hidden strengths that were kind of buried. And really let people thrive, because you already have everything within you to have the confidence to do what you need to do or be the person you want to be, kind of deal.
Awesome. Yeah. So again, if you need a quick confidence booster, check out the link below for seven confidence boosters.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
So we hope that helps. And they're like little quick little things that you can do, because guess what? Life happens. And you know, sometimes when we need that boost of confidence, then we keep feeding into the fear. And it's always just nice to go to something, a resource. I have tons of them myself when I'm having a rough day and things like that. And even the stuff on the the boosters, the confident boosters, are things that I actually fall onto as well to keep me confident. So I hope that helps. So if you need a little confidence booster, grab it, and it's absolutely free.
All right. Well, hopefully everyone will start, if they haven't already, they'll start building up those confidence muscles.
Yes. We hope you have a beautiful day.
Bye for now.